There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
And welcome back to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, May 18th edition. And it's quite the edition. We had a 5-game early and 5-game late slate with no pitching whatsoever. But we will make it happen as we always do. Hope everybody had a good Wednesday as we get closer to the weekend and made a little money. But interesting DFS night to say the least. Real quick, looking at your Thursday, we have chances of rain everywhere. Some small, some big, but there are chances almost everywhere. Nats at Pittsburgh, obviously check Kevin Roth. This could have changed, but just 15% chances most of the day. But then as the day goes on into the evening, it picks up. Wind blowing out hard to left field in Pittsburgh. Baltimore at Detroit, wind blowing in hard from right field, which is nice for a total. For a game that's got a total of 10 or more, it's nice to have the wind blowing in. Rain again, about 15% throughout the day, but picks up into the evening with thunderstorms. Rockies Twins, first game of a day-night doubleheader, wind blowing out hard to right field. 15% chances of rain all throughout the game. Phillies at Rangers, wind blowing in hard from right field, which is nice to see because it'll be almost, it'll get close to 90 degrees, really humid. Ball should be flying today. And chances of rain between 15 to 25% and gets thicker as the evening goes on. Cincinnati at Chicago, wind blowing out hard yet again for the third straight day, so keep an eye on that one. Brewers San Diego is not on either slate. Toronto at Atlanta, we have 30% chances of rain, and then it peters off to about 15% chances, so it might be a late start. We'll see how that goes. Yankees Royals, you're talking anywhere from 35 to 50%, and it just gets worse as the night goes on. That could be one to definitely keep an eye on. Definite potential at a delay or a postponement in New York, Kansas City, but weather can obviously change. Wind blowing out hard in Oakland to center field, Boston at Oakland. Miami, the Dodgers are fine, and Chicago and Seattle are fine. But yeah, before you come west, it is interesting in the weather department. We look at game totals. We have offense galore as usual. Nats at Pirates over under 9. Baltimore at Detroit over under 10. Rockies at Minnesota of game 1 over under 8. Definitely one we're targeting. Phillies at Rangers over under 10. Reds Cubs has not come out yet, but the wind blowing out the way it is. Expect double digits there. Mentioned Brewers Padres not on the late or either slate. Late slate, Blue Jays, Braves, over under 7.5. Yankees, Royals, over under 8.5. Red Sox, A's, over under 9. Marlins, Dodgers, over under 8. White Sox, Mariners, over under 9. So, yeah, one game below 8, and that's Blue Jays, Braves. We have definite targets tonight. Let's get into your early slate, and your first option on the day is your highest priced option. But I'm not going there. John Lester is 11,300. He's in a good spot. He's against the Reds, but that wind blowing out for one is just scary. You've seen the Reds, they've hit the ball against Hendricks and Lackey, and Lester, you know, he's been pitching better, but he's still been getting blown up, and you can run on him, so you get, you know, Billy Hamilton and company on base, they can steal bases. On a slate with very limited pitching options, I have no problem if you want to use Lester, But today is a massive GPP day just for the fact that it's such a mess. Lester's striking out about 25% of the batters he's facing. Last 30 days, he's moved up to 25th best barrel FIP at 340. He's getting barreled 2.33% of the time, striking out 24.81% of the batters he's facing that time, but he's still walking over 10 batters per nine, or 10% of the batters he faced, which is not good. The Reds have a team WOBA of 335 against lefties, which is outstanding, and they're only striking out 18% of the time. But lefties are only hitting 229 versus Lester, righties 291. So it's a gamble, especially in that hitting environment that you will see in Wrigley today. Massive gamble, high price tag will limit your bats elsewhere unless you go real cheap with pitching, which you can. But I'm going to mention him as an option. He's definitely an option. The matchup is okay. He's just been so hit and miss. But on a day like today, I can't fault you for going that way. Next up, another guy would be Dylan Bundy, $9,100 at Detroit. Another big total of 10 in that game. I like both offenses. I like Baltimore way more than Detroit. We'll get to that later. But Bundy has just been great at limiting hard contact. Overall in the season, he has the 21st best barrel FIP at 3.53. He's getting barreled 3% of the time, striking out over 18% of the batters he's facing. He's gotten hit around a little bit more of late, but he's still been outstanding. He's been great. Mo and I talked about it when we recorded around the bases last night as a possible regression candidate. He's been really, really good this year. Eventually, I feel a blow-up's coming. When, how, I don't know. It could be today. But Detroit runs out a lot of right-handed bats. Bundy does do well at righties hitting 304, lefties hitting 317. See, both righties and lefties hitting over 300 against a guy with an ERA in the low twos is just crazy. If you look at his Sierra is 429, so there's definite regression there. His FIP and XFIP are definitely regression candidates. Tigers, 320 WOBA versus righties, striking out 22.6% of the time versus righties. Bundy is definitely an interesting option. I will throw that out there, but we will see. So Bundy is an option, GPP, but is scary. The top option on my board is Tanner Roark at $8,900 in Pittsburgh. He'll probably be very popular today on this very crappy slate. But $8,900 in a hitter or pitcher-friendly Pittsburgh, coming off a rough start against Philadelphia. But prior to that, at Philly, pitched great. At Colorado, even pitched well. He's just, like, he limits damage. He's not a big big numbers guy. His strikeouts usually don't jump off the page. He'll get you five or more. More often than not, which is outstanding. $8,900 on a very rocky slate is something we can get behind. Striking out over 20% of the batters he's facing. Pirates striking out 19% of the time. 289 team WOBA versus righties, which is bad. Their only lefties right now are John Jaso, Adam Frazier, and Josh Bell, which, you know, I like Bell. He even went yard yesterday. I mentioned watch out for Bell. He's a good young hitter, but it's just inconsistent. The offense is not scary, to say the least. Could Tanner get blown up? No doubt about it. But coming into the game, lefty's hitting 291, righty's hitting 275 versus Roark. I think he's a really good play at $8,900. Probably popular, but on this slate, not bad at all. Going to Minnesota, Ervin Santana, $7,400. At home, game one of the double dip against the Rockies. Santana has been outstanding. Last time out in Cleveland, 7 innings, 2 hits, 5 Ks. Only one blow-up this year was at home against Boston, where he gave up 4 home runs. Prior to that, he has been outstanding, 20 points or more in almost every start. Going up against a Rockies team that strikes out 22.7% of the time against righties, league average WOBA of 314. The Rockies have a team total, implied team total of 388. Lefty's hitting 274, righty's hitting 284 versus Santana. Santana's not going to be this good forever, but he has limited the damage on the season. 20th best on barrel FIP of 349, getting barreled 1.98% of the time. That is outstanding. Very good stuff there. The weather is another factor that I love. I mentioned chances of rain, not super crazy chances, but it's going to be very cold. We're talking low 50s. Very, very cold. Windy, low 50s. Very good pitching environment. The Rockies can hit. There's no doubt about it. But it's a good pitching environment for Ervin Santana at $7,400. Definitely worth a look today. Moving on to a gamble. Some gamble plays because, yeah, that's where we're at. Martin Perez, $6,500. I've mentioned him last time. He's not going to light the world on fire for you. He's at home against Philly, but he's just a quality start guy right now. His three of the last four starts have been quality starts. Not a ton of, you know, fantasy points production because he doesn't strike out a ton of guys, but definitely limiting damage. It is a very scary ballpark. I mentioned Texas. The wind will be blowing in from right field, which is a plus, but it's going to be very, very hot, very, very humid, very good hitting environment. So buyer beware there. When you're talking Martin Perez, he only strikes out like 12.5% of the batters he faces. The Phillies striking out 20.6% of the time versus lefties. They have a team WOBA of 336 versus lefties, which is very nice. They have a high team total today of 468. Lefties hitting 277 off Perez, righties 338. Definite gamble, definite GPP option. Not a ton of point upside, but he's been consistent. That's what we're looking for most of the time. And my last option today on this nice, lovely slate, we go back to the Colorado-Minnesota game. And this one I kind of like a lot, which means he'll probably get blown up. But for a punt play, he's very enticing. German Marquez of the Rockies, he's $5,000. 5,000, you already got my attention. I mentioned how great of a pitching environment is going to be weather-wise, which is a big plus. He's been pitching, it's like every other game, but last time out, 8 innings, 3 hits, no earned, 8 Ks in Coors against the Cubs. Then he got beat up in Coors against Arizona, but then at Coors Light, 6 innings, 6 hits, no earned, 8 Ks. So when he's pitching well, he's getting his strikeouts and getting at least 6 innings. He's gotten 6 innings and 3 straight starts. 6 innings or more in 3 straight starts. Going up against a Minnesota team that has, where'd he go? Right there. Strikes out 22.2% of the time against righties. Team WOBA 331, which is not too shabby. They have an implied team total of 412. Lefties hitting 330. Righties 368 off of Marquez. Small sample. He's only faced 4 games. And you got to think about it. He faced the Nationals, Arizona twice, and the Cubs. So he faced 3 really, really tough offenses. Really tough. So by any means, is this a, you know, lock him up play? Not a chance. He's 5,000 for a reason. But in this situation, in Minnesota, at 5K, I like him a lot. You can match up with Lester if you feel like it. You can go Rourke, Marquez, Santana. Like, I wouldn't go Santana, Marquez, same game. But there's options here if you want to get weird on this early slate. Both slates, pitching's bad, so you're going to have to take gambles somewhere. So the early slate, we got Lester at 11-3, Bundy at 91, Rourke at 89, Santana at 74, Perez at 65, and Marquez at 5,000 as your options today. Let's take a look at the bats real quick. At the catcher's position, Jonathan Lucroy, $3,900 versus Pivetta. Texas stack definitely in play again today. They've won 8 straight. I saw their stat last night. They're scoring almost 7 runs a game in those 8 games. And their pitching's also been outstanding, but ERA below 3 or around 3. So think about that as well. Starting pitcher ERA. But Lucroy, $3,900, really solid spot. Wilson Contreras against the lefty. Amir Garrett at $3,600 is in play as well. Wellington Castillo, Beef Wellington for the Orioles, $3,500 versus Jordan Zimmermann. Zimmermann has been getting tattooed by righties this year. Baltimore, implied team total of 5.02. Lefties hitting 331, righties hitting 378. When you look at the bottom 25 on the season, Jordan Zimmermann's FIP is 640. He's number one with getting barreled 8.05% of the time, only striking out 12.64% of batters this season. If you go to the last 30 days, he's the sixth worst, getting barreled up 7.75% of the time. He's been getting crushed all season long. Baltimore, I love because everyone's going to flock to the Cubs again. And, you know, it's a great matchup for him again. Last 2 days, they've been chalkier than chalk. I like a pivot to Baltimore and Texas today and sprinkle in some Philly if you're not using Perez. Matt Wieters, $3,500. The Nats are a great spot, too. Going up against Tyler Glasnow. Glasnow can't find the strike zone at all. He's been getting destroyed. Nats team total 459. Lefty's hitting 401 off Glasnow. Righty's 376. Matt Wieters, $3,500. You got Cameron Rupp catching for Philly at $3,500. Robinson Chirinos, $3,400 versus Pivetta. If Lucroy's out, I like Chirinos a lot at $3,400. Remember, day games on getaway days, you might see some interesting catching options. Alex Avila, he came in when Miggy got scratched, batted six, played first base, hit the ball like he always does. I don't know why he sits as much as he does. But Avila, first base catcher, 3K, is a solid, solid play if he makes the lineup today. If you want a sneaky catcher, if he starts, Caleb Joseph for the Baltimore Orioles against Zimmerman. He's a right-handed bat. He'll be $2,800. Nice cheaper option there if you want to go a little off track on that one. Could be interesting. Let's head over to first base. Anthony Rizzo, $4,800. Ryan Zimmerman, $4,700 is a phenomenal play yet again. Crush Davis, I love him today at $4,600. Joey Votto, $46. Desmond's, $44. Reynolds, $44. Some good plays here. Check in on Miggy Cabrera's day-to-day. Mike Napoli, $4,100 is in play against Pivetta. Tommy Joseph versus a lefty Perez, $3,800. The thing with Perez, as bad as his numbers can be, he just doesn't give up a ton of home runs at home, which is really weird in that ballpark. For some reason, he just doesn't. Not saying he won't. It's just very, very odd with his stat matrices or whatever you want to call it, that he just doesn't do it. Trey Mancini, the right-handed bat for the Orioles, first base outfield, eligible versus Zimmerman, $3,500 is in play. Mentioned Josh Bell, he's $3,300, is an interesting look. Mentioned Avila already, and that'll take you through the first base position. We head over to second base for your letoff, but Daniel Murphy at $4,700, definitely in play. Brian Dozier, $46, Cesar Hernandez, $41. Rougned Odor, $4,100 versus Pivetta is a good look. Mentioned Rangers have the highest implied team total outside of the Reds, Cubs, Gangs. There's no total yet at 5.32. Lefties hitting 324 off Pivetta. Righties are hitting 551 off of Pivetta. Keep that in mind. Ian Kinsler, $3,900 versus Bundy. Ian Happ, he's up to $3,800, folks. You can't get him for free anymore. He's not $2,700. You got Zobrist at $3,800. Javi Baez versus the lefty Garrett, short $3,600. He's second base shortstop eligible. Jonathan Scope, $3,400 for Baltimore is an interesting play. You got Jose Peraza because he can steal bags. Lester does not hold guys on well. He's $3,200 if you want a GPP option there. He's not the best play, but a very interesting GPP play to say the least. Moving on to the third base position. You got Chris Bryant at $5,300. Nolan Arenado, $49. Manny Machado is a solid, solid play at $4,800. Miggy Sano, $4,700. Rendon, $42. Joey Gallo, $42. Mikel Franco versus the lefties, $4K. Castellanos has been slumping mightily, but he's still a great bat. He's $3,600. Eugenio Suarez, $3,600 is an interesting play. I don't mind the Reds against Lester. I really don't. He's been pitching better, but great hitting environment. They've been hitting great all year. I don't mind the Reds at all. They'll be solo owned in that matchup. Going to shortstop, you got Trey Turner at $4,800. Elvis Andrus at $4K. Addison Russell, $3,700. Rich Garrett, like that a bit. Cozart went deep last night. He's $3,700. Mentioned Baez. You got Pat Valleca for the Rockies at $3,300. Eduardo Escobar is a shortstop third base option at $2,900. After Escobar, it gets a little dicier. You got J.J. Hardy if you want to get really weird at $2,800, but I just don't recommend Hardy. If Wilmer Defoe plays, it could be an interesting punt at $2,800. That's about it at the shortstop position. Heading to the outfield, you have Bryce Harper at $5,600, Charlie Blackmon, $5,200. J.D. Martinez is up to $4,500, damn it. But still a really good play today if you want to fade Bundy. Trumbo, $4,300 is an outstanding play in the outfield. Schwarber, $4,300. Billy Hamilton owns John Lester, plus he'll steal a ton, $4,200. You got to get on base for that, but if he does, he will steal a ton. Nomar Mazara at $4,200 is definitely in play. Keep that in mind. Mazara's hot and cold, but definitely worth a look there. Aaron Altherr, $4,200 versus Perez is a solid play. Sends you two $4,100. Justin Upton, $4K, is cheaper outfielder in Detroit, which is nice, but I still prefer JD if you can afford him. Adam Jones, $3,900. Odubel Herrera, $39, like both of them. You got Kepler, $38, who's been slumping. Adam Duvall, $3,900 versus Lester, is very intriguing, to say the least. Seth Smith, $3,600 versus Zimmerman. Roto Parra, $36. like both of them. Delino DeShields, 3,600. Michael Saunders mentioned him yesterday. He hits lefties well. Do not be scared off by the lefty-lefty matchup. He's 3,600 bucks. Mentioned Trey Mancini already. Got Robbie Grossman at 3,500. Scott Schebler, lefty-lefty's a little scarier with him, but still 3,400. Joey Ricard, 3,300 for the O's if he's in the lineup. Could be interesting right-handed bat option there. When you go down the outfield list from there, it gets a little bleaker, to say the least. And that'll just about do it for us. Alrighty, there's your five-game early slate. You got your pitching of Lester at 11-3, Bundy at 91, Tanner Roark at 8,900 at Pitt. He's my top play option there. Safe is not a good word to use in fantasy ever, but he would be, if I had to say the word, he would be the safer option, but doesn't mean he's not going to get hit. Santana, 7,400, Martin Perez, 65, and Marquez at 5K. Your stacks, Cubs, no doubt about it. Don't mind the Reds at all versus Lester. Righties are hitting them better than lefties, obviously, but only to a clip of 291. Rangers versus Pivetta is outstanding. Team total 532. Lefties 324. Righties 551. Orioles, I love the Orioles today versus Zimmerman. 502 team total. Lefties hitting 331. Righties hitting 378. Absolutely love the Orioles today. Tigers versus Bundy. The total in the game is 10 right now. Tigers implied team total is 498. Lefties hitting 317. Righties 304. Tigers are a heavy right-handed lineup. So the total confuses me. It's saying the Tigers are going to blow Bundy up. So if the total's true, go for it. They're not always true, obviously, but interesting look there. Phillies versus Perez, implied to a 4-6-8. Righties hitting 338 off of Perez. Interesting Phillies stack options there. Nats versus Glasnow, 4-5-9 implied to a lefties hitting 401. Righties 376. Nats are always in play. So, yeah, your early slate, tons of hitting options. Pitching is disastrous, to say the least. And be careful. That's all I'm going to say. Be careful. Now let's get to your evening action where we have five more of a game. Starts at 7:35 Eastern instead of your normal 7:05. And it does not have game two of the Rockies Twins, which really sucks. You got Chatwood versus Berrios, two of the better pitching options tonight. But I digress. We'll look into Marcus Stroman, 11-3 at Atlanta. I hate pitchers in this new ballpark, but we're going to look at this one. A, the game total is 7.5, lowest on the entire day. Freddie Freeman left with a hand injury, got hit in the hand. X-rays were inconclusive. He's having other scans done today. If he is out of the lineup, that makes it way more intriguing. Stroman striking out about 20% of the batters he's facing. Braves striking out about 20% of the time. League average wOBA of 315 versus right-handed pitching. The ballpark is scary. Stroman doesn't usually get lit up. He limits damage. The price tag, I can't. On a regular loaded slate, I would not touch this price tag. But 11-3, he's only really gotten blown up once this year, I think it was. Twice. In 2, 4, 5, 6, and 8 starts. So not bad. He's coming off of 6 innings, 2 earned, 9 Ks against Seattle. Decent start against Cleveland. He's really hit and miss. Not a huge strikeout guy. Like got 9 versus Seattle, 10 versus Tampa Bay, a few starts back, but other starts like 1s and 2s and 3s. So the overall point production is what always scares me off of Stroman. He's in a very good matchup against an Atlanta team without Freddie Freeman. Takes a big hit. You still got Kemp to deal with. You know, Inciarte is okay. Marquez is okay. But as a whole, big hit. Interesting play with Stroman at 11-3 if you want to go that route. Next one is another play I'd rarely ever play, but tonight we're going there. Hyunjin Ryu, 9,100 bucks at home against the Marlins. He's coming off a horrible start in Colorado on his first start off the DL, but that's Colorado. I'll take it with a grain of salt. Prior to that, he was okay against Philly, 5 1/3, 3 hit, 1 earn. 9 Ks at Giants, 6 innings, 5 hits, 1 earned, 3 Ks against Colorado, 6 innings, 7 hits, 4 and 7 Ks. He's dicey to say the least. His control has been a big issue. He's striking out over 22% of the batters he's been facing. The Fish strike out 20.6% of the time against lefties, but they have a team wOBA of 354. They hit lefties well but it's not as well as you think. It's like Stanton, Osuna, Prado's not there anymore. It's just a weird dynamic. Real Muto hits righties better than lefties. It's an odd thing, but Ozuna crushes him. Stanton hits him well. It's a scary 1-2 punch, but you're going to be in LA, which is nice. Very nice environment there. And the Marlins have the lowest team total on the board at 357. Lefty's hitting 373, righty's hitting 401 off of Ryu. So another gamble of a play, but if you keep seeing where we're going tonight, you're going to understand why Ryu is definitely on the options list. After Ryu, we go down to another one that I rarely ever play, but we'll look into tonight, is Julio Teheran of the Braves. A lot of it's because of his price tag of $8,800. He's been really bad lately. We've been fading him, and it's been working. His last 30 days, he's 8th on the bottom 25 barrel FIP, getting a barrel FIP of 5.90, getting barreled up 6.4% of the time. Walking almost 10% of the batters he faces, only striking out 15.2%. But we know what he can do, and he's facing a Blue Jays team that strikes out 21.4% of the time and has below team average WOBA of 295 versus right-handed pitching. Jays have the second lowest implied team total on the board at 372. Lefties hitting 338. Righties are only hitting 239 off of Teheran. They are a righty-heavy lineup outside of either Smoke or Vargas. You have Carrera and Goins are the only ones that come to the top of my head right now. I could totally be missing something, but you know, you got Devin Travis, Joey Bats you're worried about. I think one of their backup catchers is a lefty because Martin's out. But as a whole, their offense has not been good against right-handed pitching. They have been heating up. We targeted them against Fulte. They hit pretty well. I have no problem stacking against Teheran again tonight, but the pitching is that bad. He's an interesting GPP-only play. Very interesting because the upside is there with Teheran at all times. K upside especially in this matchup. One play I do like, Jordan Montgomery. $8,100 at the Kansas City Royals. Montgomery's been pitching pretty well this year. He has his rookie hiccups, like his last start, 6 innings, 8 hits, 4 runs, but 7 Ks. He's been getting you around 15 points every start, which I absolutely love the consistency there. Strikeouts are there. He just has to avoid that big inning, which he seems to find more often than not. Going up against a Royals team that struggles against left-handed pitching. 261 team total against lefties, which is way, 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 way bottom of the barrel. Striking out 21.1% of the time versus lefties. Montgomery striking out 22.5% of the batters he faces. Royals have a team total of 428 on the day. Lefties hitting 380. Righties hitting 308 off of Montgomery. You'll see a lot of righties in that lineup outside of like Hosmer, Moustakas. Gordon doesn't scare me at all right now. Yeah, he'll probably go yard after that comment. But I like Montgomery. He's actually my top option at 8,100. I have no problem rolling the dice on the other guys, but Montgomery is my favorite option on today's slate, or the evening slate. Next up, we'll go to Hector Velasquez, Boston Red Sox at the Oakland A's, wearing big old number 82, $6,400. Velasquez has been a Mexican League pitcher for years, pitched really well there. I was looking into him. Not the biggest strikeout arm on the planet, but it's not horrible. He's decent. He's been outstanding this year in Pawtucket for the Red Sox. 1.55 ERA, 0.79 whip, and 5 starts. You're going to be filling in for Steven Wright and company, this banged-up rotation. Total gamble. You don't know what you're going to get because it's going to be his, you know, maiden voyage. But the we do know what the A's bring, and it's 23.2% strikeouts versus righties. A 313 team WOBA versus righties, which is not the best in the world, to say the least. They have an implied team total of 453, but I don't know how you can really do that without knowing what you're going to get against Velasquez. I think the fact that he's priced at 6,400 on his first appearance says a lot about who he's playing and his potential. I will definitely be having him in my lineups. Not all of them, obviously, but I will be rolling the dice on Hector Velasquez tonight. Don't sleep on him. And then another one, which will be so low owned, and I would not use him on a regular slate. At $5,100, Sam Gaviglio, probably butchered that. He's a bullpen arm. They're stretching out for the Mariners because of their injury problems. He only went two innings last time out, two hits, one run, a solo homer, four Ks in his two innings of work, 30 pitches. He got you 9.3 points in those two innings of work. He should be up to 50 to 60 pitches tonight. So the win might be out of the question, but if he can get you 4 to 5 innings, the strikeouts are definitely there. The guy is a flamethrower. He had a 3.31 ERA in Tacoma, AAA this year, 16 Ks to 3 walks, big strikeout arm. Going up against the White Sox, who we know just struggle against righties. They had that big inning against Shoemaker out the gate, and then they went to hell. I believe they scored two in the first, like two in the third. And Shoemaker still came out with like 20-plus points last night because of the strikeouts. Gavaglio facing the White Sox. White Sox strikeout 23.3% of the time versus righties. 281 team WOBA versus righties. They have a team total of only 409. You got to take the numbers against Gavaglio with a grain of salt. It's such a small sample. But a very interesting play. It'll be like no one's going to own him unless they're getting just crazy like we are. The win, if you don't play for the win in this, if he gives you five innings and a chance to win, outstanding. The Mariners should be able to hit Covey. We know that for a fact. But very interesting play. Huge strikeout upside. That's why I like a big K upside on a night where everything sucks. So Stroman 11-3, Hyungjin Ryu 9,100, Tae Hyeon 8,800, all GPP gambles. All of them. Montgomery 8,100 at Kansas City. Velasquez 6,400 at Oakland. Gavaglio 5,100 versus the White Sox. Let's check out your bats. At the catcher's position, Gary Sanchez 4,800 versus Duffy is an outstanding play tonight. He has been raking since coming off the DL. Yankees are just on fire. Implied team total 4.42. Lefties are hitting 216. Righties 3.26 off of Duffy. Duffy's been very hittable this year. We mentioned when it comes to the last 25-day barrel FIP, he is bottom 25, number 21 overall. 5.17 barrel FIP, getting barreled up 5.26% of the time. Only striking out 13.5% of the batters he's facing. So he's been struggling lately. Still does it with smoke and mirrors. He's pitched well, but I'm not using him against the Yankees for one. And Yankees right-handed bats definitely in play. Gary Sanchez, awesome play tonight at $4,800. You know, it's Monty Grandal, 3,800 versus Volquez. Grandal versus righty is always a definite option. Salvi Perez, 3,700 versus Montgomery's in play. Tyler Flowers, 3,500 can be sneaky versus Stroman. Steven Vogt, 3,300 versus Velasquez. Don't mind him at all. Sandy Leon versus Sonny Gray, 2,900. Or where's Vasquez? Where'd he go? Or Christian Vasquez, 2,300 versus Sonny Gray. I don't know who they're going to use with the new pitcher, Velasquez, because they have a setup right now, but I don't know what they're going to do in this matchup. If Luke Mahle is catching for Toronto, he's 2,400 versus Tejeron. Interesting punt option there. You shouldn't need to punt too much tonight, but you can if you need to. Catching pretty bleak. I love Sanchez if you want to pay up, but otherwise there's some cheap options worth gambling on. First base, mentioned Freddie Freeman's day-to-day. He's 5,600. You got Jose Abreu, 4,400. He's been raking, went yard again, I believe, yesterday. Cody Bellinger, first base outfield eligible at 4,400. Yonder Alonso left the game. He's day-to-day. He's 4,200. You got Matt Holliday, right-handed bat versus Duffy, 4,100. Definitely in play there. Kendrys Morales is 4,100. If he's playing, he's the man to play for the Jays. If he's not, Justin Smoke, cover boy. He went yard yesterday. He's $3,900. You got Justin Bour. I wouldn't use him. Ryan Healy, 3,700, first base, third base eligibles in play. Danny Valencia has been swinging a little better bat of late. We like him more against lefties and righties, but against Covey, he's 3,700. I wouldn't really go there, but if you need to, he's an option. Second base on the evening slate, Starlin Castro, 4,300, solid play versus Danny Duffy. Dustin Pedroia, 3,800 versus Gray. Red Sox are definitely in play as well. Devin Travis, 3,800 versus Tejeron. Chris Taylor for the Dodgers is swinging a good bat. He's 3,700 versus Volquez. Jed Lowry, 3,600 versus Velasquez. Brandon Phillips, 3,600 versus Stroman. All decent plays there. Yolmer Sanchez, he's up to 3K for the White Sox. Been playing really good second base for them. Very much in play tonight at 3K if you want to get some White Sox action there. Not the worst play there at $3,000. Third base, Seager, 4,200 versus Covey's outstanding. Lefties are smoking Covey. The numbers I have for you here. First, Seattle's implied deal is 4.91. It's the highest on the evening slate. Lefties hitting 308. Righties are actually hitting 543 off of Covey. Keep that in mind when we get to Mr. Outfield. But Frazier, 4K. Or Seager, 4,200. Todd Frazier, 4K versus Gavaglio. That Covey right-handed bat number makes Valencia actually look a lot better. Justin Turner, 3,900 versus Volquez. Always getting play versus righty. Mentioned Moustakas, 3,700. Chase Headley's a switch hitter. He's 3,500 versus Duffy. I can go Derek Dietrich. I wouldn't, though. Really wouldn't. Not against Ryu. Ryu doesn't go deep is the only good thing, but I wouldn't do it. Shortstop, Segura, 4,800 versus Covey. Right-handed bat versus Covey. Great play. Xander Bogaerts, 4,200. Corey Seager, 45. He's just been slumping, but he's Corey Seager on this slate, not bad. You got Taylor Motter, 3,600, second base shortstop option for the Mariners against Covey. Ryan Goins, 3,200 versus Tejeron is in play. And that'll do it at the shortstop position. Let's head to the outfield and wrap this bad boy up. You got Mookie Betts is on fire. He's 5,300. Aaron Judge, right-handed bat versus Duffy, 5,100 bucks. Nelson Cruz, right-handed bat versus Covey, 5K. Man, if you get all three of those in there, whew. I avoid the lefties today against Duffy if you can. I would. I really would. Matt Kemp, 4,600 versus Stroman. Bautista's been on fire, 4,500 versus Tejeron. Check out Around Bases Pod handle. The bat flip by Bautista is outstanding. He might get beamed today. Just throwing it out there. Mentioned Bellinger at 4,400. Giancarlo Stanton versus Ryu, 4,400. One of the Marlins to definitely target. Kevin Pillar, 4,400. Benintendi, 4,300. Sonny Gray has just been getting lit up. Hard contact after hard contact after hard contact. Benintendi, 4,300. Enciarte, 4,100. K with a Chris Davis slumping at 4K. Marcelo Ozuna crushes lefties. 4K versus Ryu. Ozuna's a great play today. Switch hitting Aaron Hicks went yard yesterday. He's 3,900 bucks. Good look versus Duffy. Ben Gamel, 3,900 versus Covey. Gamel just keeps hitting the baseball, folks. Avisel Garcia, 3,800 bucks. Don't mind him at all. You got Jorge Soler, 3,700 bucks versus the lefty Montgomery. Matt Joyce, 37 versus Velasquez. Jackie Bradley Jr. went yard again yesterday. He's up to 3,700 bucks. Maybe he's breaking out of his funk. Decent series versus the Cardinals. Homer again last night. Maybe something's coming with JBJ. Jock Jams, 3,700 bucks. The Milkman's 36. Lourdes Garcia has been leading off for the White Sox. He's 3,400. He's definitely an interesting play there. Mark Canha, he's 3,200. If Alonso's out, Canha's likely in at first base. Keep an eye on that. I'm not saying he's a must play by any means, but he could be a sneaky play. And that might just do it since they've taken most of our value away these days. Yep, that'll do it. Outfield over, bats over. Let's recap the pitching. Stroman, 11-3 at Atlanta. Ryu, 9,100 versus Miami. Tejeron, 8,800 versus Toronto. Montgomery, 8,100 at Kansas City. Velasquez, 6,400 at Oakland. Gavaglio, 5,100 versus the White Sox. For your evening stacks, Mariners versus Covey's outstanding. Team total, 4,91. Lefties hitting 308. Righties, 5,43. When you get the A's are an intriguing stack. You just don't know what you're going to get with Velasquez against the A's. You have no idea. Red Sox versus Sonny Gray is awesome. Team total 4-4-7. Lefties hitting 317. Righties hitting 375 off of Sonny Gray. Right-handed bats versus Sonny Gray. Dodgers versus Volquez. Team total 4-4-3. Lefties hitting 356. Righties 332. Dodgers love to hit righties. Team Woba of 352. So definitely Dodgers are in play there. Yankees and Royals are both intriguing. I mentioned lefties are actually hitting Montgomery at 380 clip compared to 308 for righties, which is interesting. Really didn't see that one coming. Right-handed bat versus Duffy, mentioned that one earlier. White Sox versus Gavaglio. You're going to get a lot of Mariners bullpen, which makes the White Sox kind of interesting. It's tough to gauge what they'll do versus Gavaglio, but if he goes 4 or 5, then you get the Mariners bullpen after that. White Sox will be extremely low-owned, so if you go with those leadoff guys like Garcia and Sanchez, and it's put some Abreu and company in there. Not saying go all in on the White Sox at all. I if you don't use any White Sox, it would not break my heart. It's just an interesting angle. And Braves, Blue Jays, low team totals, but in that stadium, nothing would surprise me. Definitely watch the weather tonight, guys. I mentioned it's a mess everywhere. Don't sleep on that. But overall, it's ugly. Both slates are ugly. Don't go crazy. Back, we'll have full Friday in action tomorrow on the weekend, so don't blow it all today. But have some fun. Definitely play it. The arcade mode, people are liking it. I still have not tipped my toe in the water yet. I can't back it just yet. But from thesportsdegens.com, the Mitch has an arcade article coming out today. He's been playing it. Did really well last night. He's starting to like it. So he put a little article out for it today to help you with your arcade games. I hope everybody has a good Thursday. You're five game early, five game late. We'll be back tomorrow with a full day of action. So check us out at thesportsdegens.com. Check me out at BDintric. New episode of Around the Bases with Bubba Mo, episode 12, dropping today. It's actually already on iTunes and SoundCloud. Check that out. Some good stuff. Prospect talk, fantasy baseball talk. Derek Jeter, the works. Check it out. But more importantly, good luck today, and I will catch you guys tomorrow.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.